It's Wednesday, October 25th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Multiple independent media reports indicate that Myanmar's armies are burning villages, as well as murdering and raping throughout the Rohingya tribal areas. So far, some 436,000 of the Rohingyas have fled to Bangladesh in the last month, according to the Brookings Institution. Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, says the conflict between the Muslim tribal people and the Buddhist majority can only be resolved by, quote, removing the sources of hate and fear, and thereby remove conflict from our world, end quote. Pastor Mark Robinette, the founder of Mission to Myanmar, offered his insight to the Worldview.
One thing you have to understand is that the government that is ruling Myanmar right now is a fledgling government. For years they have had what they call free elections, but they've really been a farce. Since I've been there, over the past 7 years, things have changed dramatically. And so when you hear from the government saying, you know, we're not for this, we're not part of the ethnic cleansing, they're not. I guarantee you they're not. These are fair-minded people who want what's good for the people. But the problem is that the military leaders have always run this country since World War II, basically. And those guys have been brutal, absolutely brutal on the people, to the point where they literally were killing even, peaceful monks walking in the street who were trying to free their country from the oppression of these military leaders.
Ephesians 2:14 says, "For Jesus Christ himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility." In the face of massive disapproval ratings going into the 2018 election, Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona abruptly announced yesterday that he will not run for re-election, but he also delivered a blistering rebuke of President Trump's behavior from the Senate floor, reports CBS.
"We must stop pretending that the degradation of our politics and the conduct of some in our executive branch are normal. They are not normal. And when such behavior emanates from the top of our government, it is something else. It is dangerous to a democracy. When the next generation asks us, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you speak up? What are we going to say? Mr. President, I rise today to say enough. If I have been critical, it is because I believe it is my obligation to do so. I have children and grandchildren to answer to, and so, Mr. President, I will not be complicit or silent."
Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has said he's backing Kelly Ward, who had launched a primary challenge to Flake. Christian parents should consider taking their children on dangerous missions trips to bring the gospel of Christ to unreached people, says evangelical theologian John Piper. He argues that the eternal impact is worth the risk of death. At desiringgod.com, Piper asked, quote, "Doesn't the proverb say, 'Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it'? Perhaps we lose too many of our children because they were not trained as soldiers. Maybe we trained them in comfort and security, and now they won't leave it," end quote. A woman's lawsuit against a New Mexico abortion center will proceed, thanks to New Mexico Judge Clay Campbell's refusal to dismiss her case, reports World Magazine. Jessica Duran filed suit last year against Southwestern Women's Options Abortion Mill for not telling her about its relationship with the University of New Mexico and the possibility that it sent her dead baby there for research. Judge Campbell believes that Duran deserves a trial by jury. In the midst of an onslaught of accusations of sexual harassment against powerful Hollywood moguls like Harvey Weinstein, PJ Media reports that an actor has had a pang of conscience. Mark Wahlberg, who is now a committed Catholic, has admitted to praying to God and seeking forgiveness for his role in Boogie Nights, a film that celebrated the seedy porn industry. And finally, Nick Vujicic, the evangelist born without arms or legs, reported that 400,000 people gave their lives to Christ at an event in the Ukraine, according to the Christian Post. Vujicic explained that it was, quote, the biggest event that our team at Life Without Limbs has seen and maybe the largest event ever in Europe. 800,000 people in the streets of Kyiv, Ukraine. Thank you, God, end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.